Hey everybody, it's Adam, live and in person for you. Hey everybody, it's Adam, wonder who he'll interview.
I am so honored to have the opportunity to catch up with Michael Feinstein. Michael is a 5-time Grammy Award nominee and the ambassador of the American Songbook. Michael returns to his second home of Feinstein's 54 Below this holiday season to celebrate the 100th birthday year of the legendary Judy Garland. Michael will be performing his show, Get Happy, Michael Feinstein Celebrates the Judy Garland Centennial, in two parts. Part 1 will be performed December 15th through 19th, and Part 2 will be performed December 22nd through the 26th. In this short-form interview, Michael is burying it slightly. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with Michael Feinstein. Hi, Michael.
Hello, Adam.
It's so great to see you again.
And you.
So this Christmas, you are coming back home to celebrate the 100th birthday year of the legendary Judy Garland. What can you tell us about putting the show together?
I've been involved with the Garland family for many years. I was a trustee of the Judy Garland estate for quite a few years, and in looking at the centennial year, I wanted to pay tribute to her in my way, which is a combination of archival material that I was able to call from the family archives, multimedia pictures, unseen film clips, home recordings in some instances that we're using for the multimedia part, and to musically present her legacy in a way that, thank goodness, does not try to imitate her, but evokes a sense of why she is still important. And looking at the enduring part of her legacy, not looking at the tragedy, which is not how she would want to be remembered, because every single person I ever met, except for one person, of the hundreds of people I met who knew Judy Garland, all talked about her energy, her love, her humor. And so that's what I'm focusing on. The reason that she became a star. Because it's the art that is the enduring part.
Yes, yes. Well, I love that you're celebrating all of that good stuff about her. The things that we love, the music, her humor. And I can't wait to see all of the footage that you've compiled together, because it sounds like a lot of stuff that we haven't seen before.
There's a lot of photos that are eye-popping.
Yes.
So it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
I can't wait. Now, you've been friends with her daughter, Liza Minnelli, for decades now.
Yes.
So what was it like to talk to her about her mom? And you know, because she is a part of putting this show together with you.
Liza gave me advice and help here and there, but wasn't directly involved because she didn't want to be. She's told so many stories about her mom through the years, just in passing, that I've absorbed a sense of her. Also from Lorna and from Joe, you know, because I see them all a lot in different periods. And Liza has a fascinating perspective of her mother because she said that even in times when her mom was having problems and was, quote, difficult, unquote, she said, I had deep love for her. I said, well, how did you get through that? She said, because my mom knew that I understood her better than anybody else. And so there was a bond there that gave her a perspective of her mother's DNA that nobody else had. And so it gave me a different perspective. And I felt humbled that she shared some of those perspectives with me.
Yes. Oh, that's beautiful. Now, with the show having Get Happy in the title, how do you get happy during rough times?
Before we get to that answer, let's take a quick break and get a word in from one of our sponsors. We'll be back in a minute. Oh, wait. You don't know? You haven't heard? You must not be subscribed to the Call Me Adam Digest. When you sign up for the Call Me Adam Digest, you are the first to know. You get a front row seat to my interviews and podcast episodes where you get to discover new things about your favorite celebrities. You get personal stories from the other side of the microphone that you wouldn't know by just reading, watching, or listening to my interviews. We get to have a weekly connection, and you can add some fun to your weekend. So come take a peek behind the curtain with the Call Me Adam Digest. Sign up today at callmeadam.com. Can't wait to see you there. Welcome back to Bearing It All with Call Me Adam. So as you were saying...
I meditate a lot. I have a meditation room, and I do a lot of work with sound therapy. I have singing bowls and different musical instruments that I use for moving energy through the body. A lot of visualization, color therapy, aromatherapy, all things that affect different centers of our body that affect the whole. Because I learned several years ago truly that mind, body, and spirit are inseparable. And one can do healing on the physical level, and the problem can recur if we don't deal with it on the other levels as well. Particularly as a singer, which involves so much emotion and so much other stuff that comes through. I had throat issues that just kept recurring through the years, and it wasn't until I started really looking at the whole package that I had a transformation vocally.
Wow, that's incredible. And what great connections between the physical and the mental repairing.
Well, it's an essential part of survival, I think.
Yes, definitely, definitely. And lastly, because I know we do have to wrap up, if you could go somewhere over the rainbow, where would you go to?
If I could go somewhere over the rainbow, well, over the rainbow evokes something that is celestial or heavenly. I suppose I would want to go to the Akashic Records, which is the place where all knowledge is supposedly stored. Supposedly everything that ever was created is in the Akashic Records, where one can access ultimate knowledge and ultimate existence.
Oh, wow. That sounds like a great place to go to.
If they let me in.
Yeah. Why wouldn't they let you in?
You have to have a library card. I don't know.
I think if you said Michael Feinstein's here, they would just open the door.
Well, you're very kind.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today. Everybody listening, come see Michael Feinstein at his second home, Feinstein's 54 Below, with Get Happy. Michael Feinstein celebrates the Judy Garland Centennial December 15th through 19th and December 22nd through 26th.
He'll get the dirt and the scoop and the story, for he happens to be in the know. Just ask anybody who's had him. Adam lives for the business of show. CallMeAdam.com.
Do you remember watching your favorite celebrity being interviewed, but you could tell there was more to that interview than what was being shown? My name is Adam Rothenberg, and in the past 16 years, I have interviewed over 2,200 artists and celebrities, and I am here to tell you that yes, there is definitely more to the interviews you have watched, read, or listened to. In my debut book, Behind the Curtain, The Mistakes, Lessons Learned, and Triumphs of Interviewing Celebrities, I take you behind the scenes of what really happens during an interview, sharing the joys, the pitfalls, and the OMG moments. You can get your copy on Amazon or through my entertainment platform, callmeadam.com. You can get your very own autographed copy.